Yep. Make a shield as I finish this. Okay. This is what I had wanted to do last week. But Brother Jim will do it this week. I think we'll see. This will end our complete our series on this topic of Beis Din versus Erkos. Next week we'll have one single shot a week before Shuas, and we'll do something appropriate to Shuas. We'll see.
That's the swearing oaths in Beis Din Shuas.
Yeah, I just had a question about if there's such a problem going to Erkos, then why are there so many from lawyers and some from people become judges? What's the
answer
for them to...
Per se, that's not an isser in most cases, many cases. Goyim have to have a, from the Zion Mitzvahs, have to have a system of justice. They can make Mishpatei B'dei Adam, not Mishpatei Hashem. They make according to whatever their agreements, conventions, legislatures, common law, statutory law, designs. And that's how they have to judge their own population. If a Jewish lawyer will represent a Goyish client and help him win that case, that's perfectly fine, as long as, of course, he's doing an honest job, which I'm sure, of course, he'll do. If he's representing a Jewish person that's suing another Jewish person in a civil court, rather taking a Beis Din, then he has to really tell him, my friend, this is not the right address. We really have to go somewhere else. If he wants to do it anyway, then you get into the issues of Lifnei V'lo Siti Michshol, which on a technical level doesn't really apply because you don't do it, I'll find 25 others that will do it. Although that's not so pushy. See, let me just tell you something about Lifnei V'lo Siti Michshol. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that there's a distinction between something that a person can do himself and something he couldn't do without your assistance. So if a Nazir asks for some wine, or a Goy asks for Abraham ben Noach, asks for Abraham ben Ochai, which is also to him, and he says, please pass it to me, I want to eat it. And you tell him, well, you're really not supposed to. He says, I don't care, I'm doing it anyway. So you can please give it to me. So if it's something that he could get anyway himself, he could just... He's lazy, but he can get up and go take it from the fridge himself. It's available to him. Then there's no issue of an Iver to give it to him. Because he's not an Iver. He's not someone that couldn't do it. He could do it himself anyway, just a matter of convenience. But if it's something that's not accessible and not available to him himself, like the classic case of the Gemara is that it's on the other side of the river, and I'm here, he says, please pass it to me. So it's Betray Avri Din Haaretz. It's on the other side of the river. So then I'm not allowed to pass it to him. I can say, sorry, it's us. I'm not going to give it to you. That's the classic case. Now, what happens if on the other side of the river, he's on side A, and the Yayin or the Eved Menachai is on side B where you are, and I say, I refuse to give it to you. Sorry, I'm not allowed to. It's not something you're supposed to be doing. I'm not going to take part in doing so. He says, okay, fine. I have five other friends on side B. If you don't want to do it, I'll get someone else. You want to do it for free, I'll pay someone to give it to me. So I'll be able to get it done one way or the other, but I can't do it myself. So right now I didn't prepare to speak about this subject. There's a Bechayiz in Achrayim, I think there's a Mishnah Melech about it, I can't right now recall. The Marma Kaim is on the subject, about in that case, whether it's Asra, I think there's even a Pesach Shuva in Shulchan Aruch that deals with this issue. And our poskim certainly that say, and I don't right now can't tally it up, that say that it's still participating in the Isser. The fact someone else would participate him, let's say someone else would drive him somewhere on Shabbos. I'm not going to drive him on Shabbos, so he can't drive himself. I'm not going to do that. That's something for me is Isser. Something I'm not going to be to partake in that, even though he'll have someone else do it, because he couldn't do it himself. So an attorney. He needs me, but if I don't want to do it, he'll find 10 other attorneys. But he can't represent himself. Very few people could really represent themselves per se, other than just a rather just a routine kind of an issue. But if something is really a serious business, you want to take someone with expertise and experience. So if he's not going to take me, he's going to take someone else, but he's going to need to have someone to do it, so it might be Livna Iver. But even if it's not Livna Iver, it's Mesayeya de Obri Avera, and you're helping someone. Therefore, you have to really tell them the same thing also about, besides going to Arkos, if you want to be an attorney, you also have to draw up almost any document you draw up business has interest in it. Interest bearer, if it's not going to be, you know, net 30 or whatever, you know, the different terms are going to be, and then you start accruing interest. Almost all legal documents have interest in them. And if you're going to have a Friedman and a Schwartz, two Jewish clients, you're going to have an issue of drawing up rivers over there. So there certainly are going to be obstacles that you're going to have to navigate in that business. But if you're helping out people that are able to do what they're doing, then that's okay. And being a judge for Goyim is, that's what they're supposed to do. So I could do it just as well as they could do it. It's a job. The problem you're going to have, and this is going to be a serious problem, is that if you're going to have two Jewish clients come in front of you, litigants, and you're going to have to paskin on them something that is not api halacha, you're going to have a conflict.
If it's a criminal,
it's a criminal case, then he's a criminal.
Yeah, but you may have to punish him for something that the attorney is not right.
As a Horman of Malka, as an appointee of the state, and I am right now an official part of the governmental system, which includes the judicial, the government has the right to, let's say, jail a thief. Apialacha, he doesn't deserve any jail time or any kind of physical punishment. He owes the money. If he doesn't have the money right now, he could be sold as an Eved Ivri, but otherwise he'll owe the money and eventually have to pay it back. There's no physical, corporal type of a punishment to him. There's no jail time. But the government has the right to make that as a punishment and as a deterrent to continue crime for others. And therefore, as a shliach, a yad of the Malchus, I, as an appointee, let's say if I'm a law enforcement officer, I work for the FBI or whatever, I'm allowed to arrest him and jail him. Because the government has the right to do so. I'm right now simply their agent. Did we do a unit on Masira?
Yes.
Right. So that was part of the Humana de Malka. That was Lazar Rav Shimon. That was the story of Gemara Mamasiya. That's Mutter, and the Chuvah Sarashpa applied that to whoever is going to be a shliach, a judge or a law enforcement officer, police or whatever would be included in that as well. So they have a right to jail. In Bezin, we wouldn't do that, and we would have different systems. But they have the right to do that, and therefore acting as their judge, you're allowed also. Okay, let's get back to over here. We have 35 minutes trying to cover a topic. There are more Paskins in the same Sif, in the beginning of Sif Chavav, that we've already seen twice. The Ramah at the end of this is where it's bolded on the first page, where it starts with Shulchan Aruch HaShem Mishpat Sif Chavav, that Misha Holoch Berko Shalakum. If someone, contrary to halacha, took his litigant, his friend, rather than, instead of going to Bezin as halacha requires of him, he sued him in civil court. And over there, he lost. Over there, the plaintiff, it's Reuven that sued Shimon, the judge found against Reuven. So now Reuven comes very from and says, Shimon, come on, we're not going to do a joyous judgment over here. You know, you and me, we're both from Davin the same shul. So, you know, we're going to, of course, go to the Bezin now. So Shimon, as Reuven wants to now get a second bite out of the apple, he says, I couldn't get you to pay me the money that I think you owe me. These goyish heads, they can't get anything straight. Let's go back to Bezin over there. They'll see the truth. You really do owe me the money. So, yesh omrim she'enes kakelai. Some say that Bezin does not take up their case and says, sorry, Charlie, you went there over there, you made your bed, sleep in it, and goodbye to you. Yesh omrim she'enes kakelai. The Marik is the first opinion, and Mordechai is the second. That the second opinion says, yes, we will. You're supposed to be over here. You did something wrong going over there. But now when you're coming back to do the right thing, we're going to do the right thing for you. And Ramah concludes, Vasfar Rishayna Nir Liker. Ramah passes like the first opinion, which is Einis Kakunai, that we do not take up the case of this person that wrongfully went to civil court. With that, he lost his chance as far as this issue, this matter between them. He can no longer bring it to Beis Din.
Does it depend on the result of the first court?
Excuse me?
Does it depend on the result? What does it mean?
He was Nischayev over there. The plaintiff that took the other party, the defendant, to the civil court, lost his case over there. If he won his case over there, you could be sure he's not going to be coming back to Beis Din. No, I'm sorry, I won. Maybe I should lose now. That doesn't happen. But when he made his best attempt, and surprise, surprise, over there, he did not win.
But if he did win, then if he didn't start. Then if he was, he's for the ritual.
Let me just mock them that. On the side of Shulchan Aruch, on Simon Chavav, McVeigar brings down Tshuva Sot Hashbats, Hashbates, that says that you're not allowed to go to Yerkos, as the Shulchan Aruch says at the beginning. V'yimhotzi momen ayidei din Yerkos, if a plaintiff prevailed in court and collected money over there, im ein came Medina Yisrael, if what he was awarded was not entitled to api halacha, amamain gezel biyadai, then the money that he collects over there is stolen money. Vim kiddush bezeh, if he went over to Mekadosh and Isha with that money that he got now from the defendant, he gave it to the plaintiff, he won the award, and he went and turned to an Isha, and he says, hooray, Mekadoshesli. Ain't a Mugadeshus, because it's Makadash Begelzel, she's not Mugadeshus. And furthermore, Vohupulsely Aidus, Kamokol Goslin. He afterwards, he can't be an aid, because he's an aid Hamas. Losash Erosha Aid Leos, aid Hamas, buzzes in Parish Mishpatim. Tashbeit, which Gregor brings down a similar over here, Chavav. So if he prevailed wrongfully, meaning not only was he wrong about going there, but the award itself, the decision that was given to him, entitled him to something that he was not entitled to, a pruta more than what he was entitled to, then that extra pruta is gezel b'yadai. So if he wants to be erlich and frum at that point, having done something wrong, going to court, and whatever excuse he says, whatever reason he didn't go to Beis Din, then he'll have to sit down afterwards and make a calculation with the dayan, with the paisik, with someone that knows halacha. What am I entitled to? They gave me now X. But maybe I'm only really entitled to X minus Y or something less than that. And he's entitled to, that rightfully, I did lend him $1,000, he paid me back $1,000. So that's mine. But they said punitively, I pay him $2,000. It's not a problem of ribbis, it's a problem of an extra punitive payment or whatever else that they laid onto it too. Then they awarded him attorney's fees. Awarded him, I don't know, a rental car besides just the damage on the car. Awarded him something besides that which the halakha would give him. So damage itself he's entitled to. But the rental car, he's not entitled to. That's a grumble at most. So whatever they gave to him extra, that he really has to clarify up the halakha whether he's allowed to keep. That's when he prevailed and he won over there an award. He has to make sure, besides Issachar Kos, he doesn't want to be a goslin. He can't take something he's not really entitled to. Taking that which he is entitled to is not a gzela. It's an aveira of going to Erkos, but it's not gzela. If, however, he lost, which is with the case of the Ramah, Vinis Chayim Sham, he was found not to be the winning party. So then he wants to come back to Beis Din and try his luck again. Maybe over here I'll win. These Dayanim are really smarter. I should have come here the first time. Now I have Charata. It's not really a Tshuva L'Shma, whatever it might be. So the Ramah is passing like the opinion of the Marik, that Einis Kakala, we don't take up the case. We say, sorry, Charlie, you went over there, and we're not taking you up over here. Goodbye. If you ever have any other business with any other person, another matter, we'll still take you. You're still a member of our community. But as far as this case over here, you lost your chance to come to Beis Din. Einis Kakala. That's the psak of the Ramah, and that's accepted by all the Pesachim up and down the street. The question is why? And the question is a double level question. First of all, the question is, why is it? Halacha is still din Torah, is a mitzvah. And the other party still, if he does really owe the money, and over there the judge just didn't get it, or the jury just didn't get it, and he does owe me the money, what happened to the fact that he owes me the money? And secondly, if they awarded the other person something more than, let's say he was Niskayev, I really know that I'm right. Or I don't want to talk about me because I would never do a Bez Hashem. But the person, the plaintiff that went to the civil court instead of coming to Bezdin, Shaloka Halacha, he went over there and he lost. And not only did he get what he wanted, but he now has to now pay money to, let's say, to the defendant that the judge found completely against him. So it's all your fault and not his fault, and you have to pay him instead of him paying you. Now, Api Halacha, let's say, which we don't know, but let's say the plaintiff was really right, Api Halacha. And that's what he wants to say, I'll show you in Bezdin. It's clear. Okay, let's say that possibility we're entertained for at least discussion's sake. Then it comes out the defendant is now receiving payments from the plaintiff. Original plaintiff's on the papers over there, on the court papers. And the plaintiff is now paying because the court found against him. And he's paying money which maybe Api Halacha he does not owe, and therefore the defendant is not entitled to. And therefore we're going to allow Gesell to continue. We're going to allow now the defendant that did prevail over there, possibly Shlok Halacha, was not his fault. He was dragged over there. But why are we allowing him to take money? This guy is screaming bloody murder. It's not fair. I want him to go to Bezdin and let the Bezdin pass now the right thing. So I'm a bad boy. Give me a knas. I'll have to do tshuva. We'll have to deal with that. But how do you allow Gesell to continue on over here in your jurisdiction if Bezdin does have a power?
Is he allowed to take the money? If Bezdin will pay him $1,000 plus punitive damages.
What, if Bezdin or court?
Court.
So that's the question.
Is he allowed to take this?
So that's really the question, Roberto. That's really the question. If what's happening over here he's not allowed to do, and it's really a Maizek Zela, then the Chayav Bezdin can't just turn a blind eye to an Aveira happening. We're responsible to the degree that we're capable of stopping something like that happening. So how do we allow it just to keep on going? So the Bir Gro over here, on the page, he writes, of course, as his way is, it's very Bekitzer. So the bold of this paragraph is the words of the Bir Gro, and the bracketed non-bold is the full quotation of the source that he's referring to. So he says that the Shulchan Aruch, when the Ramav says, Bishaholach, that then ain't a skakalai. So he explains, came into Abadi Surah, because he did something wrong. He did an Isra going to Arkos, and he seems to be right away saying, it's like a knas to him. That's his penalty. That's what the halacha now penalizes him, that you're sorry, Char, you're going to have to now accept whatever judgment you got because that's your punishment for being a bad boy and going where you're not supposed to go. Where do we find such a source for such a thing? But Damya, he says, it's comparable. The third line of that paragraph, the whole quotation over here is spelled out is, Misha Nazar Avraal Naziruso, person with a Kabbalah Nazirus, let's say for 30 days. So for 30 days, he has to be careful not to drink wine amongst the other halachis of a Nazir. Next week's parasha. He was Avraal Naziruso. He couldn't hold himself back, and after 10 or 15 days, he took himself a bottle and he drank it up. So he was Avraal Naziruso. Now, a person that was a regular Nazir, without being over any of his zeros, he says, Makabla Naziris, whether it be for 30 days or 30 years. And then he says, you know, this is really too hard. If I would have realized it's so hard like this, I never would have done this. So it's a neder like any other neder. Ishki Yidr Neder of Hazar Nazir Yidr Hashem. It's a neder, and there's a din of Ataras and Dharam. So you could go to a Bezdin, and I can say, Shimudar Rabbeisai, I made a neder Naziris. And I started doing it, and I see it's crazy. I'm Shabbos, I sit there by the table, everyone's drinking wine, and I have just drink over here some seltzer. I can't hold myself back. It's too hard for me. If I would know this, I never would have done it. So we say, Mutalach, 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 we're Matur Neder, it's a we say a lot of Neder. But over here, we don't allow that. We say, Mister, you drink wine, you're a Nazir, you did an Aveira, you have Malchus for that. You know what? Now you want to come and be Matur Neder? We're not going to be Matur Neder for you. Misha Nazar, Avraal Naziruso, Enes Kokonlai, the same words of Enes Kokonlai, the same phrase. We don't respond to his request. Aji Yidin Bo Isser Kayal Misha Nog Behem Heter. unless he now goes and practices the Naziris as he's supposed to, with a minimum of 30 days. Beyond that, the Gemara over there has a discussion about it, says he doesn't have to do it if he had 60 days or a long time. But the minimum of 30 days, he has to keep it. And then if you want to be a modern debtor, come back to us then. But otherwise, right away, that which a normal Nazir, if he finds it too hard, could be modern debtor. Here, Enes Kalkan Lai. Amr of Yosef. The Gemara over there says, Hoyel v'Amri Rabbanan Enes Kalkan Lai. Since the Lachi is that we should not respond to his request and we should not convene a Bezdin to be able to listen to his plea for Hataros and Darim, Bei Dinim is Kankikilei, if a Bezdin does take up that request and sit and listen to his Hataros and Darim request, Lo Avit Shabbos is not doing properly. And not only that, the Gemara goes further, Rabbi Yaakov Omer Misham Sinalei, we put that Bezdin in Shamsa and Nido Yincherim, because that Bezdin is abusing its authority. That's not what Bezdin was established to do, to help out people that are Bali Avera. The Gaon's quoting from this Gemara that you see that once a person has done something wrong, he loses his rights that a normal Yid would have to come to a Bezdin and get a remedy. The remedy over there is Hataras HaDarma. The remedy over here is collection. You did an Avera in this area. You lost your rights. And because of that, we're not going to take up the case. So that answers half the question. That answers the question of every person could come to Bezdin. Like he's still a Yid. The answer is this is a Knas. This is a, because he did an Isser. We find over there a precedent that we don't anymore avail ourselves to him in Bezdin. So just like we don't avail ourselves to modern debtor, we don't avail ourselves to take up his case. The question is, but what about the mamonos that's involved? How are we sitting by and turning a blind eye to the fact that could be that right now what's happening is an isser? Could be right now the other person might be collecting from him what the court gave him an award, which may be a shlok halacha. The Gaon doesn't address that. And it's possible that what the Gaon is saying is, Bezdin is a privilege that not everyone's entitled to. You could lose that privilege. So you won't have the right to have a Bezdin. Does that mean the other person is entitled to keep the money? No. So maybe Reina Hanami, he'll have to ask his own Shaila. He'll speak to his Dayan. He'll tell the story according to his most truthful presentation. And he'll say, according to the way I understand, I'm allowed to keep this money. And the Dayan will say yes or no, whatever he'll say. Let him ask a Shaila. But as far as Bezdin goes, it's a privilege that this person lost. Maybe in Achinami, the Gaon's not addressing that. Maybe the Gaon will hold that in Achinami, the guy's not entitled to it. By omission, it's hard to know whether the Gaon would go that far. The Tumim, Urim HaTumim, or Yonis and Eibschitz, Gaon in his own right, over there in Simul Chavav, in Ozbeis, has a lengthy piece on this. And he's bothered very much by this Kasha. He himself would like to learn like the Gra. He doesn't bring the Gra. He was, how did the time work out like that? He preceded the Gra, I believe. He was in the days of the Noda Behuda. I believe that he was before the Gra. Be that as it may, he doesn't bring it down. He himself would like to learn the reason is because of a Knas. But, and he even finds a Gemara to be able to attribute that to, which the Gra himself brings down further on in the Siman. But he's still very troubled. Knas ahin, even after Knas, you don't allow someone to take something he's not entitled to, you don't make someone pay something he's not obligated to. And the source that the parallel he draws is to the din of Meiser. A Meiser is worse than a person that goes there close. Of course, I have a valid case with you, which really should go to Bezdin. I went to the wrong address, wrong venue. We went to civil court, but the case itself was legitimate. The Meiser is totally illegitimate. What right do I have to go now and start turning people into authorities and getting them in trouble? And just, it's almost like a snake that bites and doesn't get to even eat from the horse that he bites. He can't eat up a horse. Just does that out of sinas chinam. So a meiser is also now taking the authority of court and using it completely in a wrong venue. It's much more serious. And there we say a miser. We talked about Enoch Elok Elobon, all the terrible things it says by a miser. It's much worse. And over there we say the mammon of a miser is not hefker. More as a shalom about that's how we paskin. So you see, if we don't make that kind of lacha by a miser, why should we make it over here by a person went to our kosher logotin? Now that kash itself, I have to tell you, I'm not sure how to understand whether it's really a compelling argument, because the miser taking away his money is not going to address the issue itself of what he did. If I could take his money and now get the person out of trouble that he got into trouble and use it to hire lawyers or bribe the guard to let him go or whatever it might be, in Echadam I could, because he's a mazik and he's high for that hezek. Just Amazek to make his money hefker, that there's no basis for. But over here, there is a direct basis over here. This is what he did to me by taking me to Erko. Is this what the judgment that they got? So maybe about this better, then that's what he stuck with. But he's bothered by this kasha, that what's the basis of allowing the hezek to go on? So he says that this, if you take a look in the Ramah on the top paragraph of this first page, says this halach of Enes Kakaglo comes from the Marik. Sherish Kupay. It's printed in the Shulchan Aruch Kupay Ches, but this is correct. It really supposed to Kupay Zayin. As that might be. The source of this is from the Marik. When you open up the Marik inside, the Marik over there says, the reason is because he went to Arkos, and Arkos, this is what they paskened. And that's the halach of whatever they paskened over there is valid, because Dina Mechus Adina. That's what, in a nutshell, the Tshuvas Marik says. He says it B'Shem or Ben Yosef, Ben Pinchas or someone, not such familiar Rishain. But that's what the Marik's line of reasoning is. And the Tuna says, whoa, wait a second, we need to understand what that means. Dina Mechus Adina does not mean that between two Yidden, we have to go according to the Goyish law, we have to go according to Yiddish law. This we already spoken about. As far as things that relate to the Malchus and running of the government, including taxation, that they certainly have Din Malchus Adina. As far as other affairs in managing the whole country to be able to keep it going in the best way, that there's different opinions about in the Posk and the Rishonim about whether we say Din Malchus Adina or those things that don't relate to the Malchus. The Ramah Paskins and Shin Samo Tesla Simon that talks about this, that yes, it does. But even then, the Ramah himself over there says, but that's only something that's got to do with the general Medina. But as far as a private affair between me and you, between two Jewish citizens, they're Avada. You go to Bezin, you go according to what Bezin says. And that's the legal right, and you do arbitration, and go according to whatever system law that you both follow. And therefore, I don't lose my rights to do so. And the Ramah over there brings down, which is the end of the second page on the Amud Beis, he brings down Bekitzer, that which on the top of that page is a lengthy piece from the Rashba. Basically, he brings down a Tshuva to Rashba, a very powerful, emphatic Tshuva, that even in a place that people get married and they go according to general civil legal system, even though they really shouldn't, but that's the norms, what they do over there, without going to court, but as far as how they deal with each other. And they say, therefore, that instead of a husband yarshing a wife, if she dies within a short period after marriage, that her father should yarshin her, which is the civil law, which is not the halacha. The halacha is that the Baal yarshins his wife. So the Beis Yosef says a very, very, I mean, tshuva is already bringing down a Rashba, a very forceful, very powerful tshuva, that he says that we're not allowed to do that, to follow Mishpatei HaGoyim. That's an Isser, a Mechak as a Goyim, of going after the Chukas of Goyim, and saying that we believe in their system and their Torah, their laws, more than our Torah and the Shemayim. And the Torah does not allow us to do like that. And if a person does like that, Chas v'Shalom, he's Eiker Kol HaTorah Kula. And he says of the line at the end of that paragraph, "U'mal lom l'sifrei HaKodesh HaMekudashim." If that would be the case, why do we have yeshivas, and why do we have libraries with Rambams and Shulchan Aruchs and all the Shas and Tshuvas, Rishonim v'Achronim, that we have Shechibur Lon Rebbe v'Achro Bein Ravina Ravashi, the Mishnah and the Gemara, and all this Sifri HaKadosh? If we want to know how to be able to act with people, so go to law school. Yilmaduos B'Neim Dinei Agoyim. Just find out what the legal systems are. V'yivnu Lehem B'Mais Tlo'us B'Beis Medrusei HaGoyim Chalila. and go to law school instead of going to yeshiva and base matters. Chas v'shalom, lo take gezos b'Yisrael, shem otachro tera sach aleihem. The Torah expects us to be able to follow as Torah dicha, you know, according to Torah dicha law. And the tshuva, and the Ramah brings the bain down concisely at the end of that tshuva, the same at the end of the Ramah, where he's talking about din mechuz adina, that's the only thing that's got to do with the malchus, or Dekanas B'nai Medina. But between our own selves, that we should Dama Dini Akum, and we came Badla called Dini Yisrael, the Marik, and this is from the same Marik. So the Tuma asks, how could this be that because of Dina Mechuz Dina, we're going to let someone win when something is not like that up here, Alacha? So the Marik explained the Tuma explained what Marik says is like this. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Daf, I didn't write down the daf. I think it's about daf chavav or so. It's a Mishnah, it's an Enem Perek Gimel of Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah says over there that a person could be makabel for Eidos or for Dayanos, someone that's not kosher. Let's say a Karav or a Basel. My father or your father, if I have a dispute with you. So neither for Eidos nor for Dayanos is a relative allowed to be, Layum Su Avos Abanim, is not allowed to be a Karav, is not allowed to be a Dayan or to be an Eid. But if we say Neman Olai, I accept it upon ourselves. We both respect my father or your father, and we'll accept him to be the dying or to be the aid. So then that's valid. So what we're doing is we're committing ourselves to do whatever he's going to paskin, whether he's kosher or not, it doesn't matter. His aidus will be accepted, and his psakdu as a dying will be accepted, and you can commit yourself to that. So Zok the Tumim, that what the Ramah, the Marik over here is saying is, that when a person takes someone else as a plaintiff, he sues someone else in a civil court, he's saying that I'm accepting upon myself the results, not the defendant, he's going there against his will. But the plaintiff that's suing in the court is saying, I'm willing to accept, I hope I'm going to prevail, I hope I'm going to win. But if not, I'm accepting upon myself whatever the decision, for good or for bad, whatever we're going to come out over there is going to be what I'm going to have to live with. And therefore he has pre-committed himself to their decision, in case it comes out against him, he's been Michael his rights and he's committed himself to pay according to what they're going to judge him to have to pay. So in that Dina Malchus Dina means that he's accepting upon himself the Dina Malchus, even though we don't go like that, even though we're a Bezin would never go like that, but he's willing to b'chayev himself according to Neman Layab, according to someone that would really be bustle. So he's also saying, Neman Alay, I'm going to b'chayev upon myself, their chukim, their legal judgments, and if the judgment comes out like that, I'm going to have to pay money, which really, there's no reason I should pay. I committed myself to that. I can make a schaivus. I can make a commitment to have to pay something which I don't have to really owe you, and I could therefore be chay myself. So therefore, the Marik says, therefore, the Tumah, the way he explains the Marik, is saying that the case of someone taking someone else and the plaintiff prevailing is gezel, like we already learned. Because the other person didn't accept like that. He's just being dragged over there. He's being subpoenaed. He's being served papers. He has to appear or be being contempt. Or they'll come and collect as a summary judgment and take everything away from him without giving him a chance. So he's not accepting it. So if the plaintiff prevails, then anything he gets that's not bialacha is gezel. Besides, if he's going to Arkoz, it's gezel. And therefore, at very least, he has to sit down with his rav and say, I'll give you my most honest presentation of this information. And tell me if I'm really entitled to that or not. So whatever, let's say, his documentation that says the other person borrowed the money, he's allowed to collect. Other things that he has no proof for, he's not allowed to collect. Whatever the law would be. But in case he loses, the plaintiff that sued the defendant loses in court, and they're going to pass it over there, that he has to pay to the person listed as the defendant, that even though Apia Lacha might not be so, he was mechayev himself when he stood over there, and therefore it's not gezel when the defendant collects the money. That's how the Tumim remedies his problem. He is troubled how it works in technical kinyanim, what kinyan was made in order to mechayev myself. He doesn't have a very satisfactory approach to work on that. He applies a little bit tzarachin on that.
You need
to make a ma'aseh kinyan. Now, I have to tell you over there, you don't really have to make a ma'aseh kinyan. When you go down in front of a Bezdin, when you go to a Bezdin, unless you make a ma'aseh kinyan, you can walk out of the Bezdin. Because I want to go somewhere else until they give a psak. But if you stand in front of the Bezdin and you argue out your case, you present your case through the Gemara Din, then that's a hischayv itself to whatever they're going to pass it. You went through this process. That itself is the commitment to see it through and accept it. So it doesn't say that directly over here, but I think, best of my understanding, that that's what the Ma'arika is saying. That's true too by a court too. If I take you to, if Reuven takes Shimon to court, then and he doesn't back off anytime, but he goes all the way through the whole process and he gets his decision. When he hears the decision, he says, "Oh, I lost." Right? Going through that process is a commitment itself to stick by it. If you wanted to back out, you had to do it before the judge is ready to give that decision.
If the defendant wins, is it enough for him to go to his rough to pass him? One person can't say his side. Why don't we need both sides?
To give a psak that's going to be binding on both people, not. But if I'm just asking a shiloh right now, that, Rabbi, I want to tell you the information I have and what I believe to be true. I got a judgment in my favor, not but I'm my choosing. I was dragged over there against kicking and screaming, but I had no choice. I had to go there. Am I allowed to take this money? Well, the rabbi would say, well, what's your claim for it? Well, because I have the paperwork that he owes me the money. And he did this damage. And I saw him do the damage myself. And or, you know, whatever the case is, employment, he didn't pay me for my work. So then you're entitled to it.
But the other guy has the
status. Right. So as far as
him,
right. So I can't paskin against him, right? But l'fid varecha, you don't have to. You're not a gazla. And his rights represent his case. He lost his rights. So the way the tumah is explained in the marik, there's really no gazel in it, and you don't even have to ask a shayla. And even if I tell my rabbi, I don't know what they gave over there $1 million. They gave me over there his whole everything. I don't know why I went entitled to it. Doesn't matter. He was with Chayav himself. Whatever the outcome is, that's what he is Chayav to pay. That's the way that they'll come out according to the Tumim.
Make a difference if you're certain counterclaims in the court?
If the counterclaim is an offset up to the amount of the claim itself, then that's your defense, really. If your counterclaim is now to want to now collect more than what he ever wanted for you, then that additional amount would be a new claim that really you have to take the best of.
Would this be a problem if you're suing a company, a corporation that's owned by
if it's entirely owned by Yidden, then yes. If it's partially owned by Goyim, then at most you could do is the share of this person if that's separable. But if he's not in a controlling situation to be able to litigate whatsoever, he could say, listen, I'd like to help you, I can't. You have to deal with my boss, he's Mr. McDonald, and he'll see you in district court. So that. Now, here we have a huge nafkamina between what the Bir Gra is saying, which I don't know how far he goes. It could be he would say like this as well, that's part of the Knas and too bad on you, and you'll even lose the money. The Marik, the way that the Tumah is explaining it, is a matter of his chayvus. So the good would be the Gon doesn't go that far, and there would be one big nafkamina. The second nafkamina between them is what happens if in mid judicial process, after suing you, after going through interrogatories, what are those questions that they ask back and forth?
Discovery,
interrogatory. Right, the discovery, and the information comes back and forth, and then the attorney turns to his client, the plaintiff, and says, you know what, you don't quite have an ironclad case over here. I'm not sure you're going to win. And in the meantime, his hours over there are stacking up. It's getting expensive business over here, and he's no longer giving me any kind of great assurances of winning. So all of a sudden now I do tshuva. Business is much cheaper. And maybe over there I'll have to argue some halachic rules that my lawyer doesn't go with. So I want to come back before hearing a decision. According to the Gra, that is Kevin Ovid Isura, it's a knas, that once you did an Isura, then sorry, Charlie, you lost out. The issue has been done. As soon as you sue the other person in court, there's an issue being done already. So he's choosing, I'd rather go over there and not over here. The fnaim is where you even present yourself. Don't present yourself to court. Present your issues to a bezdin. And you presented it over there. You filed the case over there. And you certainly have the opening statements. And you're presenting your stuff to the court. That's already a chilul Hashem. The aver was already done. The knas is already in place. But according to the way that the tumah is explaining, like the Ma'arik, that's because I was makabel their psak. If before they get to that point, I withdraw my case without prejudice, I can even come back again. But I withdraw my case. The court's never going to give a decision at this point, right? If the plaintiff rests his case, so then I wasn't makabel their psak. There was no psak. Then I can still come back again. Now, could be he'll agree that there's a kanas, that might be, He's just saying that the extra level of committing and being mechayim himself doesn't apply at that point. But the knas is what's going to stop even in mid process that he's already too late. You already, once you just saw that it's not going your way, then you want to come back over here. Sorry, you chose over there. Then that's where you're stuck with.
The Ramat says it doesn't sound like if nothing happened yet.
The Kevin D'Avad Isura is that there was an Isra that was done. The Schaiv is the reason that you're going to turn back. It's not because you got it, right? Because you see you're losing. You haven't completely finally lost yet, but you're losing. So you might want to come back too late. Now, the element of his Schaivus that the Ma'arik has been Mechadish, but Dina Mechusa, you're accepting it by yourself, that will be only after the judge Paskins against the plaintiff and makes him pay the defendant, that will only be after once the decision comes down. But the law of Enes Kukin is a function of the Avad Isura, the Aver that was done. The Aver was done already at the onset of the whole case. Okay, so that is a double consideration. One is the Isra Chomor of going to Erkos, which is like Kavra B'Kadosh Baruch Hu Shalom Meirim Yavateras Moshe Rabbeinu V'Shalom. And A, and B is the Isra of Gezel that's involved over here, and that's how this plays out over here. When the plaintiff wins, then he'll be involved often in Isra of Gezel. When he loses, he might not be over to Isra of Gezel, the other person, according to the way the tomb was explained in the Ma'arik. If you accept what I said, that it's considered to be a schaivus, by going through the process over there, then that's like a kinyan, even though you didn't make a ma'aser kinyan, and that's enough to hold him to be chayev like Nevin Layaba, which is what the Ma'arik is saying, even though the tomb doesn't have a beer in the ma'aser kinyan of it. I wanted to blame a little bit deal with the issue of Mishpat Elokim Hu and how that applies in a couple of instances in Halacha. Then next year week we'll also do something that got closer to Shuas, and then the next week is Shuas Lal Shuas, so you have plenty else to learn that night. And then after Shuas, Be'ez Hashem will start, if the Ayin is still game, another unit. Thank you very much.